The royal blue buildings of Trident's Wrangell plant have been quiet and lacking that distinct fish processing plant aroma since before the pandemic.
You know, we never really wanted to shut down in the first place.
Trident area manager John Skoblik says that crumbling pink and chum salmon runs pushed the company to keep the plant closed, but projections are looking rosier this year, and Trident plans to reopen the Wrangell plant.
And so it's exciting to get the Wrangell facility up and running again, and we're excited for our employees, our fishermen, our customers, and our friendship with our community of Wrangell.
Wrangell officials have commended the decision to reopen the plant. It'll mean a return of utility revenue to the borough from the electrical and water consumption of the plant, as well as a potential increase in shared state fish taxes. Plus, it'll mean a 5% increase to the island's population, more people eating, living, and working in town. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game projects a pink salmon harvest of between 12 and 29 million fish this year, probably around 19 million. That's a few million more than last year, but a lower projected harvest than the gangbusters 2021 harvest of almost 50 million pinks. Skoblik says that in addition to the better outlook for pink and chum salmon runs, Trident wants to respond to the market, and the market wants more frozen salmon. Reopening the Wrangell facility will allow the company to produce and store more.
We'd like to have the capacity to be able to freeze more fish. It'll be frozen salmon of all species, but primarily pink and chums.
Trident has had a presence in Wrangell since 2009, when it bought out the bankrupt Wrangell Seafoods Company. The seafood giant operates about a dozen other plants throughout Alaska. While the Wrangell plant was closed, Trident still bought fish in the area and tendered the catch to nearby plants in Petersburg and Ketchikan. During the early pandemic, Trident's empty bunkhouses were rented out as isolation sites by the city government, but were never used. The Alaska Crossings Wilderness Behavioral Therapy Program also housed out-of-town guides in Wrangell's Trident bunkhouses before that program shut down in early 2022. Skoblik says Trident hopes to get workers in to start the process of reopening plant by the end of the month.
It's always a big job to get a plant up and running, but with it being fallow for a few years, there's going to be some extra repair and maintenance and some small capital improvement projects that we'll need to take on, some roofs, some floors, little dock work, little refrigeration work.
He says he expects the maintenance work to last until the plant opens in the middle of July. The plan is to operate through August. That'll include fleet services that have been missing from the Trident docks since 2019.
We're going to buy fish and dispense ice, and we'll do some gear storage and other things we need to do to support the fleet to have a successful season.
Skoblik says Trident is in the recruiting process for plant workers, but anticipates needing about 125 to 135 people to run the plant for one long shift. The reopening likely won't push the plant's full processing capacity, though, which Trident's website states is up to 750,000 pounds of fish per day. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.